Trust me, you're going to love this.
This is Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Your weekly exploration of the world of fashion and design. Find out what to wear,
what's hot,
what's not,
the latest trends in fashion, and more.
Here's your host, Nicole Steinthal.
Hello, welcome to Up to the Minute with Nicole. We are here every Friday on TalkZone.com. Today we are with Cricket Burns of Cricket Crush. Hi, Cricket. Thanks so much for being here.
How are you, honey?
How are you doing?
I'm excellent, excellent.
Cricket, I am so excited that you're on today to give us all of your juicy inside holiday gift shopping ideas.
I hope I can fulfill your expectations, but I'll definitely try.
You always do. Cricket has been contributing to my blog from the very beginning. I ask her questions and I defer to her a lot of times to help me with some posts all the way. So I know this is going to be amazing. So Cricket, tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, Nicole, as you know, I started right after college. Very lucky, nepotistically got a job at Harper's Bazaar. Any college grad who's interested in going into fashion, dream job. I worked for the executive editor as her assistant. And from there went to 17 Magazine and climbed the ranks and was the fashion director there. And then after my stint at 17, I kind of got into this niche of the regional New York City uber glam society / lifestyle magazine, and was the creative director, and I styled all the covers and fashion shoots for magazines like Quest and Avenue. I actually kind of bounced back and forth between them. It was a fun position to be in. They were always trying to get me to leave one to go back to the other and vice versa. So those were kind of That was kind of my heyday in New York. Throughout all of this, I was lucky enough to attend not only the New York fashion shows, but the shows in Europe twice a year. And it was really a wonderful time and learned a lot about the fashion industry and the publishing industry. And it was a wonderful time in my life.
That's great. So now you left that world behind you for temporarily, and what are you doing now?
Well, not temporarily. What happened was my last stint in publishing, I left Avenue at Magazine actually to start a lifestyle, high-end fashion magazine for Jared Kushner at The Observer, the New York Observer, and it was called Scene, S-C-E-N-E, and I was the creative director there. I started it with two of my colleagues, Peter Davis and Julie Dannenberg, and it was a lot of work to start a magazine from the ground up, and in this digital era was, you know, an additional challenge, I would say, and that was wonderful, and we built it up, and after about a year there, I was writing a column called Cricket's Crush for Scene. I had also written it for Avenue and for Quest. So it kind of came with me everywhere I went was this column called Cricket's Crush. In other words, what Cricket's crushing on and can't live without, which, believe me, Nicole, changes with the wind every day because I become obsessed with things very easily. And I'm like super passionate about.
Good. I love it. I love it.
My must have. So anyway, the Cricket's Crush column, I found it really veering toward home decor and interiors and objet a lot more than fashion. And I would say that's when I first realized that, in conjunction with buying our first apartment in New York City and gutting that from the ground up on my own and decorating it and doing quirky things like my bookshelves in my living room are shaped like X's instead of shelves, and everyone said, well, what the heck are you going to do with that, Cricket, because you can't put anything in it, everything will fall down, and it looks amazing. I wish we could have visuals here, but that's just one thing. And then the magazine ended up on the cover of NYC&G, New York Cottages and Gardens, with a big story that coincided with the launch of CricketsCrush.com, because I kind of realized that the fashion, I love fashion. I always will love fashion. But my real, real passion, and I know that's an overused word, but veered toward home decor and making my living space and the living spaces of my friends and family look more beautiful and just giving things that wow factor with unexpected touches. That's what I love. Whimsy, lots and lots of whimsy. So when my niece got her first apartment in New York after graduating from college, she had a few boxes of odds and ends of things she collected, and together, well, we put together this apartment that was so amazing. All her friends were, you know, over the top, loving it and wanting me to do the same thing. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm doing this like full time. I need to make a job out of it. So that's kind of how zhuzhing started. But anyway, also the website, which I'll tell you about, I'm sure, as we go on.
Yes. So tell us, I saw on your website you have an option to do your zhuzhing. What exactly is that?
Well, zhuzhing is kind of what I mentioned. So the website, so after I decided I wanted to move into this home decor, home styling arena, my husband, who's a filmmaker, has been for as long as I've been an editor, we hate to say, but over three decades, aging ourselves. But we joined forces, and what he wanted to do was he came up with this web series of me going into people's homes and filming it before, and then me doing my magic with some kind of fast, you know, when they do it where, what do you call that? So you can see me doing it in fast motion. And the result was really fun. So we came up with this series called The Zhuzher. The zhuzher is a word. To zhuzh in the Urban Dictionary, Nicole, means to kind of put the final touches on things, to roll up your sleeves, turn up your collar. And I thought, well, that's kind of what I'm doing. So zhuzhing is not interior design per se. I am not a trained interior designer. I don't go in necessarily and say you need this sofa and this fabric and let's order it. I have a consignment business. It's an e-commerce consignment business, and I get amazing things, as you know, because you've sent some people my way, and I thank you so much for that. But what I do is when people are moving or changing, or they do hire a decorator and a formal interior designer who normally says, oh, everything's got to go. And people do that, and I get it. You know, if I could do that, maybe I would, although I doubt it. I'd want to do it myself, honestly. But therefore, all of their amazing stuff I take and I sell on my website and also through zhuzhing. So you're getting amazing prices on beautiful pieces that people just have changed their mind about, or they're going in a different direction. So that's what you'll find on the website. Everything from something for $25 to antiques upward of $30,000. There's really runs the gamut. And, you know, there's something for everybody for sure.
Great. I know. The site is amazing. The things are beautiful. There's all different price points on there. So, Cricket, when would somebody hire a zhuzher?
Okay. So a zhuzher is hired when, and I think a lot of people fall into this category, when their home, their apartment, their living space, their office, whatever, they're feeling like it's just drab. There are things that they love in it that they're attached to, maybe the heirlooms and things that they love. So what I do is I come in, the consultation is completely free. I will go anywhere in the tri-state area. I will even fly to Palm Beach or Philadelphia. I've had jobs there. And I meet with the people and we sit down. I go through the house. I take pictures of every square inch and I talk to them and I get to know them and I get to know what they don't like about where they're living and what is their vision. Although a lot of times they don't know their vision. I help them out with that. Like I'll say, well, this room could really use like a contemporary bookshelf, and we'll zhuzh it up with some fabulous books and objet, and it'll just be a focal point in the room because you're lacking that. Or there's too much brown wood furniture in here. Let's switch out that coffee table for, you know, a Lucite coffee table. It'll allow you to see your gorgeous rug through the bottom, and it'll just contemporize? I don't know if that's the word. Let's just go with it. Your whole house. And, you know, so I work with people. I work in a budget. The budgets range really from, you know, a base amount to off the charts a lot. And that's when it comes in. And that's when I decide what I'm going to bring in my Zhuzhmobile, which I load up for the day of the installation, and whether it includes some antiques or whether it doesn't, or whether, you know, the price, I can custom tailor any zhuzh. But what I'll tell you is the reason I love doing this is because it changes people's lives, because I truly believe that pride of your home, pride and happiness and comfort in where you go home every day, where you are on the weekend, where you are with your friends or your family, your children, that just changes your life. I think that that bounces forward into life. And when you go out and come home and you're psyched to get there and you're really proud and you want to have people over, I think it just lightens your load in life. And I love doing that for people. I really do. And it happens in a day most of the time. So it really is kind of like a move that bus type of a reveal, but in one day. So people leave for work and they come home, and I've gotten words like flabbergasted. What did that one girl said? This is on the website in one of the series. She's like, I am gobsmacked. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe what you've done with my home. And, you know, it's a combination of using what they have and what I bring and moving things around. And it really can be quite a miraculous and head-turning change. Very fast, very affordable, and totally fabulous.
Excellent. And so, Cricket, I think tomorrow on my blog, I will put those pictures of your awesome apartment on, and then maybe we could put the zhuzhing information there as well in case some of our listeners or readers wants to get in touch with you. We're also putting the information on the Talk Zone site. But if somebody wanted to get some zhuzhing done for the holidays, are you pretty booked up, or do you have any spots?
Oh, no. I will always make time. As a matter of fact, I know one of your questions is what's the must-have Christmas gift, and I'll tell you, it's a zhuzhing session with me, because a really good friend of mine, her brother and her sister-in-law, they have two young children. They live in central New Jersey. I drove out there last night, actually, and they both work so hard and are in the city all day long. They moved in a year ago, and it looks like they moved in yesterday, and they have some nice pieces, but it's this girl, and she's one of my favorite. She is like, I don't have a decorative bone in my body. She's a speech therapist. Her husband's a lawyer. She's like, please come and do it. I showed her pictures of things I've done, so I know she likes the style. And that's my dream client. Set a budget. It was a gift from her siblings. And I'm going to go out there the week after Thanksgiving when they're both at work, and they're going to come home to find a home that they are going to be so happy and proud of. And you know, the funny thing, Nicole, is the children. Mm-hmm. Every time I do a zhuzh, I just did an amazing zhuzh in Bronxville. And kids love it. It's so funny how kids have also this incredible sense of pride in their home, and when it's kind of a little bit, I don't want to say funky because not everybody likes funky, but, you know, has a little whimsy and pops of color and a little bit of contemporary thrown in, they just react so well to it, and they're like, I can't wait to bring my friends over. So it's kind of a whole transformation for the whole family, and I really find that it affects everyone in the house, and it's so rewarding for me, really. It sounds kind of corny, but I'm telling you, I love it. I get so attached to my zhuzhing clients, and it's just a really fun thing to do.
That's great. Well, Cricket, we are going to take a quick break now, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Back to Nicole Steinthal.
Hi, welcome back. We're here with
Hi, Cricket. Nicole.
Hi, with Cricket of Cricket Crush. Cricket, we love... No, it's great. We loved hearing about your zhuzhing, and I love the idea of giving a zhuzhing session to your friends, your children, anybody. It's so great. And once people meet you and see your style, I mean, it is a win-win. I've seen your work, and it's incredible. So let's talk about the site, because I love the site. You have some great things. It's something for everyone there because there really is all different price points. So what type of items can we find on your site?
Well, right now we're doing a special kind of Cricut's holiday picks. We're sending out emails to everyone who signed up. And by the way, please go on the site and just put your email address in there and you'll get our bi-weekly, mass or emails that will tell you what my picks for the day are. And we're doing it by category. Right now we have a category called Crystal Clear, which I have all kinds of crystal gifts ranging, again, from $25 to $2,500, depending on, from a set of Bloody Mary glasses that are simply adorable to, a huge Lalique ice bucket that is, very difficult to come by, that kind of a thing. And
I love those Bloody Mary glasses. They are so cool.
I can barely stand to part with them, honestly. Oh, they're so adorable. This is Nicole. You are so great. She sends me some amazing clients from her area in Westchester and some of the items that I have online. I've already sold most of them already, so hurry up and check
it
out.
Okay, I have to check out that Lalique ice bucket. That is truly one of a kind, and they look amazing on a bar. I have to check that out.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. We have a few great Lalique pieces right now that I got from a consigner, a super chic consigner in Miami, whose house is like Miami Vice on steroids, but super cool, all Warhols and Lalique, and anyway, it's amazing. So I also love the stories behind every piece. Unfortunately, often people, I probably shouldn't have even mentioned that now that I think of it, but they don't want to be, when I say, can I talk about the provenance of the piece, where it came from? Often people just want to remain anonymous for whatever reason. I suppose often they might have been gifts from somebody. But anyway, every single piece on my site has such a cool backstory and history, whether it was acquired in Europe or, in Asia. I mean, we have so many amazing from a consigner of mine has a royal Asian background, and his parents unfortunately passed away, and he inherited so much. I have this incredible mother of pearl inlay bar. It's so well priced. Anyway, just check it out. I think that just look in all the categories. And and I do have to mention that over the summer I had zhuzhing jobs back to back in the Hamptons and in the city mostly. And we kind of, because it's my husband and I, we're a small operation, we kind of let the website it wasn't getting updated all the time. And now we're back on it now that the winter's approaching and we have a little bit more time to concentrate on that. So do check it out.
Okay, great. So it is a good place, one-stop shopping for holiday gifts. Just tell us like the broad range of pricing, stuff for men, women, parents, and colleagues, that kind of shopping?
Absolutely. And we have a lot of silver, a lot of sterling, a lot of plate. Things that are perfect for your boss, for your wife, or your husband. We have things for men and for women. We have great art, wonderful art at all prices, and photography, fabulous, fabulous photography. If you've got a wall screaming for something, we have oversized, which is really the trend right now, oversized photography that we frame for you at great prices. We do have things for children. We have some amazing, this will be more in the elegant flea, which is a category on the site that has most of the lower price, but we have some wonderful vintage and antique children's. I have an antique children's kitchen set. I'm trying to think. There's so many great things. Oh, an antique that I actually bought in Paris and put away for Christmas for my kids and forgot about, and I just found it. So I'm like, too late for that. But it's an antique, a vintage Parisian schoolhouse with dolls in it. So adorable. So if you're looking for something really unique and special that you're not going to find at Toys R Us, check out our elegant flea for the children. And we have everything from the sublime to the ridiculous, like, I love the set also of Irish whiskey. There are a set of Irish whiskey glasses that are really cute because on the outside it tells you exactly, put the coffee, put the cream, put the Irish whatever the liquor is. And, it's adorable. And they're boxed in the original box with the velvet lining. And they're really reasonable. Thank you, Nicole. This is also a consigner that Nicole sent my way. To the ridiculous of a pair of really antique that were acquired at Sotheby's in London, antique horses, large scale, on custom-made black lucite boxes. Incredible for somebody's entryway. I mean, they're just gorgeous, and those are quite pricey. We also have a pair of hand-painted corner cupboards that were bought from a very famous antique shop in San Francisco in the 50s, and they are gorgeous and also well-priced. Anyway, furnishings, tabletop, accents, fabulous pillows, tons of pillows. Michelle Hatch, who's a very famous pillow designer, she works with burnished nail heads and Swarovski crystals. They are the penultimate in the pillow arena, and we have them, and they're 50% off of her retail, and these pillows will change any sofa, any bed, any chair, from a sofa better chair into like a statement piece that you can't take your eyes off of. Anyway, those are just a few that I could go on.
Wow.
But
I feel like I want to just take a break and go look at the site right now. Cricket, and I know you mentioned a little bit about the videos, the featured videos, but could you just tell us about how many are on your site and what the, I know you talk about a lot of things in the Hamptons, so, and how often you redo those?
Well, we filmed about 60. I think there are about 30 up, and my husband is frantically editing more and more. And we do not only the zhuzhes themselves. We have a few that we've filmed. But we also, what I do is if I find an artist or an artisan, we go to tons of the shows, you know, New York Now and IFCC and also all the art shows in New York and in the Hamptons. And when something blows my mind, we do an interview. So, sorry. Today, an interview with Irene Mamier, who's one of my favorite artists. I have a large piece of hers in my dining room in New York City. It's very Technicolor. She does a lot of video art. It is so gorgeous. She had her own gallery in Soho, I believe, on Worcester Street. She's just a tour de force in the art world right now. So, like, you'll see an interview. Anything that I pass or see that I think this is going to change people's homes. This is going to raise the bar on the chic factor without a blink. It's just going to do it single-handedly. I will somehow get an interview with that artisan or that person or that store owner. So that's what you can find. In addition to the typical zhuzhing where you see the whole process, where you see me interviewing the person who I'm going to zhuzh, what their expectations are, then me zhuzhing, and then the re-entry when they come back, which really is a surprise. It's not staged. And some of them are kind of funny, but they're always met with, like, wide-eyed joy. So it's kind of a fun thing to watch.
I love how you say, if you wouldn't buy it, you wouldn't sell it.
That's totally true. And I have to say, when we first started a year ago, April, I didn't have much because we were just starting. And I was like, that is my motto. And it was 94% true back then because we had to have inventory. And my husband was like, Cricket, you know, and I'm like, well, I'm not sure I would want that in my house, but maybe somebody else would. But I have to say at this point, that's 100% true. We have enough inventory now, and I really don't take what I don't think I can sell with that credo in mind. So it's true. It is true. If I wouldn't buy it and put it on my mantle or in my dining room or bedroom, I'm not gonna put it on the site.
Okay, so let us ask about your shopping. So are you an early or late shopper for the holidays?
I say I'm in between. It's a year long process. If I see something, you know, this coming January that I think is positively perfect for one of my nieces or nephews or my kids or my mother or father, you know, I will grab it. But then I definitely a bit of a race toward the end just because we're so busy. to fill in with what I've got to have. But I think I'm a pretty good gift giver, so I hope that everybody else thinks so, too.
I bet you're awesome. Are you planning on shopping on Black Friday?
I do not go out on Black Friday. I cannot. You will find me at my computer on Black Friday, and that's where all of you should be, on cricketcrush.com.
That would be great.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do a promotion on Black Friday on the site. But, yeah, no, I'm not one for the crowds and the lines. I can't deal with that. So I'd have to say I'm definitely not a Black Friday shopper. And if I decide to take that day off, I'll catch up on all my Bravo Housewives instead of elbowing my way through the stores.
Right. Or we could catch up on Cricket's videos. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's true, too. That would be fun.
Cricket, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back to talk more about holiday shopping.
Welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole on TalkZone.com.
Hi, we're back with Cricket Burns of Cricket's Crush, talking about holiday shopping traditions, her wonderful site. Cricket, so where do you spend the holidays?
Well, Nicole, I have never not been in the house where I grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut on Christmas Day. And that will continue for as long as it can, as long as my parents are there. And so that is definitely where I spend Christmas Day, which is a big deal in my family. We all go to my mother's house in Connecticut. Next week for Thanksgiving, I will be down in Palm Beach with my entire family at my father's. So that'll be fun, too. But Thanksgiving kind of switches back and forth. You know, you got to give the husband's family a turn, right? But Christmas is not negotiable. So we are, you can find me at my mom's, which she just decorates to the nines. It's so gorgeous. She has all these antique, gorgeous Christmas decorations. And every year they get, like, I'm not kidding you, I think it's a 20-foot tall tree. And it's decorated from top to bottom with ornaments that she has, you know, collected throughout her life in Europe, all over the world. So it's quite a treat and a feast for the eyes.
I love that. So you're going to Palm Beach. We were just talking about this with some readers, the thought of, like, coming home for Christmas, going, you know, family gatherings. It's just so nice this time of year. Do you have a Thanksgiving or Christmas family tradition you can share with us?
Well, we always on Christmas, and this actually was something we kind of lifted from my in-laws, from my husband's family, but we do this thing called Yankee Swap. Do you know about Yankee Swap?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Yes. That is so much fun. We do it at our book club and some other groups.
So if you pick numbers, and number one is actually the best because at the end they can take anybody's gift. And we do it, you have to find something $5 and under. And what people can find for $5 is unbelievable. I mean, there's inevitably one or two things that everybody is vying for. And it's fun with the children because they get really into it. And then you throw a Barbie or two in there and everyone goes crazy. And it's a ton of fun. And it's fun for the grandparents, great-grandparents, down to the little kids. So that's definitely one of our traditions. And if you haven't done it with your family, I really recommend it. It's really fun to do after dinner, in between dinner and dessert when, you know, maybe there are a few that have to be in the kitchen. Hopefully not. But it's a good way to pass that in-between time.
That's great. I love that idea. We do a gift exchange for the kids, but we're trying to figure out a way to incorporate the adults. So this would be great. I love that tip.
Yeah.
Are you planning any holiday parties this year?
Absolutely. We have an annual party. We call it the Burns Night Before the Night Before. On the 23rd of December every year, I kind of call it like the Christmas Orphan Night. Because nobody ever dares to do anything that night because nobody knows what, you know, is that, and we just do it. And I invite all my friends, and you're invited too, Nicole.
Oh, how sweet. Thanks.
And we do a night before the night before, and whoever's in town, and it varies every year because sometimes people go away, but they're always bummed when they're going away. They're like, oh, We're going to miss Cricket's night before the night before, but it's really jolly and really fun and festive. And it's this heavy hors d'oeuvres and lots of drinks because nobody ever, if you're around, nobody ever has plans that night. So that's our night.
Right. It's been a tradition. That's wonderful.
Everyone looks forward to it. It's in the city, so you'll have to come in.
Okay, I'm there. I'm coming. Okay, do you have a family recipe or favorite hors d'oeuvre you can share with us?
Well, I have to say, as much as I love home decor, I lack thereof for cooking. So let me see. I do have an hors d'oeuvre. I do have
Oh, good.
I'm sure you all know it, and everyone expects it from me, but it's the simple artichoke, mayonnaise and Parmesan cheese, stick it in the oven till it's golden brown, and get some yummy, like, handmade pita chips, and it's just so delicious, and there's nothing elegant about it, but it's fun and easy to make, delicious.
And tried and true.
And tried and true. And I'm sure I'm not, you know, no one's out there like, oh, what a great idea. Cause we've all.
No, it is a great idea. We have been posting a lot of vintage recipes, which are coming back. I interviewed Stephen Stolman, a couple of weeks ago, for my blog, and he was giving us some they're the best. The vintage recipes are the best.
Well, he just wrote that whole book on it.
Yeah, it's awesome. The book is incredible.
I was at his book signing here at Meacock's Gardens in Southampton, and so Stephen, he's such a cool vintage guy. But anyway, yeah, I think that's my recipe could be considered a little vintage, maybe like the string beans with the Asian, what do they call the noodles on top, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. So we're going to try that. I like that idea of the easy artichoke dip.
Perfect.
Now, this I know you're going to have a great answer for, like everything else. Do you have a favorite holiday outfit or accessory?
Well, the outfits change every year, but definitely an accessory. I am not faint-hearted when it comes to accessories. Oh, and one other thing, I do have an accessory. I think Richard called it the fashion category. I will never sell clothes on the site, but I do sell some vintage jewelry, and I actually have a lot more that I've just acquired that I'm going to be putting up. But I love bold statement pieces. That is my signature. And there is a designer named Larry Verba, V-R-B-A. Oh, I told you about this.
I love, love, love.
Okay, well, there's a piece you haven't seen that I've had for many, many years. Larry Verba is a New York-based accessories jewelry designer, and he designs for the Metropolitan Opera. He designs for, sent a voicemail. Sorry about that, guys. He designs for the Metropolitan Opera. He designs for Broadway. And when you see his pieces, you'll understand why, because you can see them from the back of the mezzanine. They are outrageous and amazing. And he is known for his Christmas trees. You go on and Google it, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I have, I think, his best Christmas tree ever. They're all jewels. Mine is green and red, and it has white candles on the side. Now, these were made by him as brooches. He makes the most incredible brooches. And brooches are making a comeback, by the way.
They are. You're right. I see that.
It's kind of a dirty word in accessories. Everyone's like, oh, brooches. What do I have to put a scarf and attach it over my shoulder? No, no, no. And what I do with my brooches is I take them to my jeweler, my guy on 47th Street, who puts a little ring on it, and I wear them on a gold wire choker around my neck. So you will see my Larry Verba Christmas tree when you come on the 23rd to my night, the night before the night before. I wear it every year, and it is a showstopper, and it's perfection.
Awesome. Well, I'll have to put that up on the blog, too. Okay. Yes, you have told me about him. I love him. There's a site. I have gotten to know these girls out of Chicago called Luxury Garage Sales, and they
always have it.
The best stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're looking, they have some great stuff. Okay. So, and I know you're like me, you are not afraid of fur. I know it's not that politically correct, but, you always have a great fur on. So I'm sure you'll have something great for us this year. Any new furs that you have your eye on or accessories?
Okay, it's so funny you should mention that. So funny, honestly.
PETA beware.
Because you didn't mention you were going to talk about this, but I just picked up, which is why I was racing back here this morning, because my stepmother years ago gave me a blue iris fur. Now, blue iris fur is amazing. It's kind of gray with a tiny bit of a blue tint. At the time when she gave it to me, I think I was still in college. I was kind of like, and I hope she's not listening. She's down in Palm Beach, so I doubt it. But it had like these bat sleeves, and it was huge. And I was kind of like, so I kind of put it in my sister's closet. She's got this big house in Connecticut. And I was like, I can't deal with this in New York. And the other day in Southampton, I was driving past this store called Stitch, which I'm going to give a plug to because they're amazing. And it's a group of women who are tailors. And in the window, it said, restyle your old fur. Now, I know that's not a new concept. And I did have Jill Mendel once restyle this amazing fur that I have. But these gals are so amazing. And I ran to my sister's house. I'm like, where's that fur? And she's like, God, Cricket, I don't know. Maybe I sold it. I don't know. And I found it, thank God. And I brought it to these women. And they made, I wish, it's sitting here right next to me. I wish we had, like, Skype. I made it into a boat neck, oversized, kind of like sweatshirt with patch pockets in the front that I can put my hands into. It is so luxurious and so over the top gorgeous, and I can't wait to show. I am going to show her. I'm going to say, oh, recognize this, and hopefully she will. And I have some leftover, and you know what I'm going to do with the leftover I decided? One of my little black dresses. It just fits perfectly. And it's just a crew neck, kind of the perfect length sleeve to the knee, and I'm going to put the extra blue iris fur around the bottom, and that's going to be one of my Christmas cocktail dresses. I'm going to have them just make, a hem of fur around the bottom. You know I'm a fur fanatic.
Oh, I know. Like, me too. I love it.
I don't want to pat myself on the back and sound egotistical, but I had the multicolored furs years ago. I had all the multicolored, I had a bright blue fur vest and a multicolored, you know, kind of cherry red and beige and white kind of British looking fur vest. Anyway, and now they're everywhere, I have to say.
They are.
Colored vest.
Well, we want to see your blue. You'll have to send me a picture. I'll have to post it. But I want to know, because we have so many questions, I don't want to run out of time.
Okay.
Do you have a go-to hostess gift?
I have to say, go on Cricket's Crush, something small and silver, anything that is not too intrusive to place somewhere, like a small candy dish. We have so many of them, something crystal or silver. We have them for great prices, so I always pick from my inventory, I have to say. Or if you don't want to do that and you really don't want to break, you know, the bank in any way, although you can find really reasonable things on cricketscrush.com, I always like to give something for the morning after, because no matter what you say, the hostess is exhausted the next day. No matter how much help she has, it's a big deal throwing a dinner party or a cocktail party. So I love to give some yummy, you know, coffee, roasted coffee, or with maybe like a box of shortbread, you know, a tin of shortbread cookies. Just say something for the morning after for some comfort, you know, in case you're not feeling so well. So I always think that's a fun thing to do. Never flowers. It's a pain for the hostess, as we all know, to find the vase, and she's already done that. And, you know, wine, I think, you know, nowadays people, they get what they want to serve, and, you know, it just becomes a re-gift type of thing. So
what about this year's must-have gift before we have to break?
Oh, this year's must-have, a Zhuzh by Cricket. Come on, that's the must-have gift for anybody.
Perfect. Well, we are definitely going to give information on how to get those gifts to your friends and your colleagues. But, Cricket, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back.
And now, back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Here's Nicole Steinthal.
Hi, welcome back. We're here with Cricket Burns of Cricket's Crush. Cricket, now we want to know, what is on your Christmas list?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have to admit, I'm a very hard person to buy for, because when I become obsessed with something, which, as I mentioned earlier in the show, happens quite often, I usually figure out some way to find it or get it. For instance, I was obsessed with the kangaroo fur-lined Gucci slip-on loafers.
Oh, they were definitely must-haves. I heard they're sold out everywhere.
Okay, they were sold out. They are sold out literally everywhere. I happen to be in Europe in September with my family on a boat that stopped in many places. And the last place we went, which was in Cannes in France, I was like despondent walking in there. And I said, by any chance, do you have? And in Spain and in Italy and everywhere I went, they're like, sorry, sorry, before I even finished the sentence. And this one gal said, we have one pair, and it was my size. So I have them. So that would be on my list. I love them so much. There was a lot of controversy about the poor little kangaroos, but apparently no kangaroos were hurt in the making of these Gucci loafers. Now, that said, there is another item I'm flipping over, which is by Moncler. You can actually get it at Saks. Mm-hmm. And it's a cape. It is so gorgeous. It's a white jacquard cape with a wide shearling trim at the bottom and like a Victorian kind of upturned neckline. It's the chicest thing I've ever, frankly, seen. So if anyone in my family is listening, please, I want this cape. Capes are the rage.
And me too.
I love capes always. But anyway, that's on my list. The Moncler.
I love those ideas. The slippers I love. You're in really good company. I saw Andre Leon Talley had them. A lot of people are putting them up on Instagram, I guess, to make the rest of us jealous. And just tell me, how are those really 100% indoor? Can you wear them outside, or do you just laugh?
Oh, I wear them everywhere.
You wear them everywhere. Okay.
What I did actually, and if anyone's lucky enough to have them, I took them to my trusty shoemaker and had him put a thick rubber sole on it, which gave it so that the fur is a little bit more off the ground. No. Everywhere. They're not slippers. Those are shoes, girl.
Okay. You've got to show those things off. Okay. Tell us, what are your favorite stores to shop for holiday gifts?
Okay. Well, those are my tried and true. I'm a New York City girl. I would say the 7th floor in Bergdorf. Divine.
Love.
Chelsea Passage in Barney's. Mm-hmm. Those are two of my faves, I have to say. Jeffrey's downtown is amazing. And then if you're lucky enough to go abroad, Colette in Paris. And I was just in London last week, and God, is the shopping there out of control. They have such beautiful stores. Liberty is off the charts. And Dover Street Market, oh, my God. They're so painfully chic. It's like you want to cry. So those are some of my faves.
What about online sites?
Competition, but not really. I mean, listen, I love online shopping because you really, if you're good at it, and I think we all have mastered it by now, you can find anything. And if you keep with it, even if it's sold out, it'll come around again. You'll find it. And believe me, I have found things. I was after a pair of sparkle, stacked heel, like triple strapped Givenchy shoes, and they were sold out everywhere. And a year and a half later, because I was persistent, I found them in my size on a resale site. I think some of the resale fashion sites are fabulous. Vaunt, for instance, and I've got a closet on Vaunt, so go check
it out. I bought so much on Vaunt. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just about to put up a huge vintage Chanel collection on Vaughn in the next couple of weeks. So be sure to check out my closet on Vaughn.
Love it. Yes. Okay. So, and I do agree with the resale, shops. They're really good. We only have a few minutes left. So I wanted to ask you.
I wanted to mention the windows.
Tell me about the store windows, because I see already they're starting to have some fabulous windows unveiled in New York. I think, I don't even remember who had some cool stuff already. I'm not sure if it was Bergdorf, but I don't think Barney's unveiled yet. But let us know. Maybe Louis Vuitton, I think.
One of my favorite things to do with my kids is to start on 38th Street. Start at Lord & Taylor. Lord & Taylor's had the same mechanical, adorable windows since like the 50s, and it's a must-see. It's like yesteryear fabulosity. And then work your way up to Saks, which is also often mechanical, but definitely more contemporary, and they're off the charts with their windows. And, you know, they do the red roping, so you can get right on the back of that line, check out the windows at Saks, pop into St. Patrick's because they just unveiled it, totally renovated. It is like literally like you're in heaven when you walk in there, so don't miss it. Pop into St. Patrick's, light a candle, and then head up, and, you know, you'll see the star hanging over 57th Street. The Tiffany windows are always delightful, always delightful.
And both of us used to work at Tiffany. I don't think we overlapped, but
right.
I've always had a soft spot for Tiffany.
Me too. It's like going home every time I go through that revolving door. And then cross the street over to Bergdorf's. To me, they're the penultimate Christmas windows, over the top, different every year. They always have a theme. I don't know what this year's is, but I cannot wait to see. And then pop over, you know, past on 57th Street, past all, you know, Louis Vuitton and Miu Miu and Saint Laurent and Chanel and Fendi. You'll pass all of those and then make a left on Madison and end with Barney's, which are always wackadoodle fantastical. So that's my tour, and that's my favorite thing to do with my kids. And anyone who wants to join me is my tour of the windows up. It's a wonderful brisk walk. You know, put on your colored fur and go for it.
Okay, Cricket, we just have a little bit more time. So tell me, white or colored lights, real or artificial tree?
Oh, my gosh. Real tree. My girls went to Common of the Sacred Heart. Another thing we have in common, Nicole.
Yep, exactly. My CSH sister here.
CSH alumnae. But Sacred Heart is known for their Christmas trees, and we always buy a Christmas tree from Common of the Sacred Heart on 91st and 5th. Any of you New York City people, I'm sure you know about it already, but they're the best. And definitely real. And white lights. I have to say my Christmas decor in the city has morphed into something super, pop arty. Lots of neon colors. I have some really cool stuff, but my tree has to be real and has to have white lights because my collection of ornaments is so over the top. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree like my mother's tree that I was explaining or describing. So I have the most incredible ornaments, and from homemade from my kids to, you know, a miniature chandelier that I found in the gift shop, you know, at Versailles, stuff like that. So it's all over the place, and I think the white lights are a necessity because if I had colored lights, it would just, you wouldn't even know where to look.
Way too much. Yeah. So how about, do you have any New York holiday insider secret for us? Like a special place to eat or shop or see this time of year?
Well, it's funny you should say that. My family's tradition was always my grandmother was from Munich, was German, and we used to go every Christmas to Luchow's. I'm sure a lot of your listeners remember, but they had the tallest Christmas tree supposedly in the world, and it used to take my breath away. And that would definitely be where I'd say to go, but unfortunately that's no longer there. So, gosh, I would have to say, you know, this sounds strange from somebody like me, but I think a lot of the of those outdoor markets. There's one in Grand Central. There's one in Bryant Park. There's one in Union Square. You know, sometimes you can find really great, unusual things you're not going to find anywhere else for great prices. If you go to the one in Grand Central, you've got to go for a drink in the saloon at the Oyster Bar. It's so essentially New York. Or slip into the Campbell apartment, which is a great secret. That was the apartment of the Mr. Vanderbilt who built Grand Central Terminal. And have a drink there, so there's something fun to do. If you decide to go to the ones in Bryant Park, go for a skate. It's so beautiful with the New York Public Library right there and the skyline of New York City around you. And if you choose to go to the one in Union Square, to the little shops in Union Square, I don't know, get bundle up and go to Shake Shack and have one of the most delicious burgers on the planet.
Well, thank you so much, Cricket. One last question before we close up. What was the best Christmas gift you've ever received?
Oh, my goodness gracious. The best Christmas gift I ever received, I would have to say, is our pug dog, Blessed. We picked her up, and she was a Christmas gift. Not a surprise for me or my children. She's 12 years old now, and she is percolating like a little pug dog on my lap as I speak. And she is my unconditional best friend, my biffle for life. So I would have to say that Blessed, my pug dog, was my best gift ever.
That's so great. Well, Cricket, thank you so much. We will check out Cricket's Crush. We'll remember to send our Zhuxing gift certificates to everybody. All the information
thank
will be
you.
On our site. I think you said you're going to be in Rye in December at the Little Garden Club luncheon, so I will put all that information up as well so people could come and meet you. And we definitely have, we talk about this all the time, but my blog is definitely going to sponsor you for a luncheon to come out to Westchester and meet everybody in person and answer questions and give us a little talk.
So I would love it.
We have some great stuff on the horizon. Thanks, Cricket. I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you.